Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Good evening, my loves. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Through the Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on this Thank the Lord Tuesday. I just thank my Father for me enjoying His breath, His life, His mercy, His grace, for Him just continuing to teach and guide and direct me, for Him giving me a heart after His heart, for Him teaching me how to pray and intercede and just cry out to Him and know that He's listening and that He's there. I'm just so thankful for all that my Father is doing, His revelation and understanding. I'm just at awe at my Father, and I'm thankful. Heavenly Father, I just come to You saying thank You, Lord. Thank You, thank You, thank You, Father God. I ask You to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed Your blood over us. Heal and strengthen us, Lord God. Allow us to go deeper inside of You, Father God. We want to see Your glory in our life. We want to be raised from the dead of anything that's not of You inside of us, Father God. And we want to walk in life in every area of our life, Father God. We want to be made whole in all areas, Father God. We know we have to go through things to get to the different levels of You, Father God. But we want to go from faith to faith and glory to glory in Your will, Father God. We long to desire Your heart. We long to desire Your will. We want our desires to be in alignment with Yours, Father God. So we ask You to give us the strength to submit in any areas that we're not submitted, Father God, to help our belief in any areas where we have unbelief, Father God. Continue to give us the strength to trust You and to speak thus what the Spirit is saying to the church in every area of our life. We claim the victory in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Today's title is called Speak. And my Father just been revealing so much to me, and I'm just so thankful. I'm so thankful for all that my Father God is doing in my life. And today's title is called Speaking. I just want to encourage some of my sisters and brothers. Last week, I talked about the kingdom of God, and I talked about Gideon, how God said some people wasn't able to go because some people had fear, some people didn't have fear. But God, it's a season where God is testing people's heart and seeing it. And I talked about the kingdom of God. And last week, I talked about the prince of life, which is Jesus, and the prince of the power of air. And I wanted to correct something because I said the prince of the world. The devil is the god of the world. Hallelujah. But he is the prince of the power of the air. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. And we need to understand all things that he's doing. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Understand his motives and the things that he come and try to attack us in. And we need to be in alignment with God and just trust God. And I'm going to speak out of Ezekiel today. Hallelujah. A Mount Seir, when God was telling Ezekiel to prophesy to them. Hallelujah. And I'm going to be in Ezekiel 35 today, 9. And I'm going to start at verse number 9. This is when God had told Ezekiel to go speak to Mount Seir and to prophesy against them. Hallelujah. And 9 is say, I will make your perpetual desolation, and your city shall not return, and you shall know that I am the Lord, because you have said, these two nations and these two countries shall be mine, and I will possess them, whereas the Lord was there. Therefore, as I live, says the Lord God, I will even do according to your anger and according to your envy, which you have used out of your hatred against them, and I will make myself known among them while I have judged you, and you shall know that I am the Lord, and that I have heard all your blasphemies which you have spoken against the mountains of Israel, saying they are laid desolate and they are given to us to consume. Thus with your mouth you have boasted against me and have multiplied your words against me. I have heard them. Thus says the Lord God, when the whole earth rejoices, I will make you desolate. And as you did rejoice at the inheritance of the house of Israel because it was desolate, so will I do to you, and you shall be desolate, O Mount Seir, and I out of even all of it, and they shall know that I am the Lord. And I just want to encourage some people today, hallelujah, some people that's been laughing at you, and some people that's been encouraged that think that they have control over the things that God have called you to do, hallelujah. You have came into contact with some heathens, with some idols, with some things that's not of God, hallelujah, and the inheritance that you have, it looks like it's desolate, it looks like it's empty, it looks like it's not being fulfilled, and they are laughing. And God said, I will even do according to your anger, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, and the envy which you had used at your hatred against them, hallelujah. He said, I will make myself known among them, hallelujah. One thing God will do, the people that are doing according to their anger and their envy towards you, hallelujah, because they know the purpose that God have over your life, and they send a blessing. One thing we need to understand, when people come against us, they really come against the God that's inside of us, hallelujah. It's not against you, it's against the God that's inside of you, hallelujah. And you have to know him to know what they're coming against, the spirits that's coming at you. One thing God is teaching me about spiritual suicide, about my calling and my purpose, is that I'm called to cast out spirits that's not of God, hallelujah, and let people identify the spirit that's within them, that's holding them in bondage, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God is teaching me that through the personal relationship that I have with him, by him teaching me, by him guiding and directing me and showing me and going through this journey that he called me to go through, hallelujah. I have had many people speak against the God that I serve. I have had many people think of the persecution and the things where they think I'm not bearing fruit, or think things don't look like God is with me, and they blast me against my God. They blast me against my God because they're speaking against me, hallelujah. They doing things to me according to their anger, their envy, because they see the truth. They know if I truly walk in all that God has for me, hallelujah, the abundance that God has for me prepared, hallelujah. So one thing you need to understand is that don't be frustrated with the things that people are saying, because God is coming against them, hallelujah, and he's going to show them who he is through you, hallelujah. Some of the situations that you're facing right now, you feel like God is not with you, but God is just showing people that need to know who he is through you, through what he's doing in your life, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we go to Ezekiel 36, hallelujah, and I'm going to just read some of the scriptures. I'm not going to read all of Ezekiel 36, but I'm going to read the ones that my spirit is guiding me to read. And I want you to go back and read Ezekiel 35 and Ezekiel 36, hallelujah, just to get some truth definitions. One thing God is teaching me is anytime you hear someone teaching, you always supposed to go back and ask God, what are you saying to me? What is you saying? Because we have a time frame. God speaks stuff to us for you to go deeper inside of him, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is not going to give me everything that you need, but he will release things through me for you to go back and seek him, hallelujah. Just like God is not going to give every single detail of what I'm called to do to people, hallelujah. It's through the relationship that we have, hallelujah. So you got to have that relationship with God where you know when he's speaking to you, and you know when something is not coming from him, hallelujah. Speak, hallelujah. And I'm going to start at Ezekiel 36, verse number 3, and say, therefore prophesy and say, this is what the Lord is saying. He wants him to speak to the children of Israel, the mountains of Israel. Now, at first in 35, it was saying, speak to Mount Zion. Now in 36 is saying, speak to the mountain of Israel. Therefore prophesy and say, thus says the Lord God, because they have made you desolate, and they swallowed you up on every side, that you might be a possession to the residue of the heathens, and you are taken up in the lips of talkers, and you are an inflamed of the people. It say you are taken up in the lips of the talkers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It say just because they have made you desolate, and on every side they try to take possession of the residue. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And they taking you up in the lips of the talkers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They are slandering you, or they are saying things about you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You still have to trust God. You need to know what kingdom is coming from, because slander is not coming from the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we need to pay attention to what we are hearing. Hallelujah. I've been hearing so much stuff, and I'm thankful that I have a relationship with God where I can go and ask somebody, God, was that really from you? Did you really say that? Because we need to have an understanding of this thing of the voice of God in our life, the relationship that we have with him to be able to take out, because they say when someone prophesies, you're supposed to take what is good and throw away what is not. Hallelujah. It's some things that you need to take and it's some things that you need to throw away. If it said that, that means some of the prophecy, some of it is for you and some of it is not, unless the prophet is coming directly to you. But nowadays, we hear so many people prophesizing. They prophesize it just amongst, they just come and give them prophecies and everybody is listening to it and then everybody is taking it, but you're supposed to know what to take is for you and what is not for you. Hallelujah. See, one thing we need to understand when certain prophets prophesied, like we have prophesied, like Ezekiel was speaking to the mountain of Israel. Hallelujah. He was speaking to them as a whole, the souls that God had right there for them to listen. But when David had prophets coming to him, they was coming just directly to David. When Naaman came and corrected David, it was just Naaman speaking directly to David. Hallelujah. When Samuel came and anointed David, when Samuel came and anointed David, he was with his fathers, but when Samuel had conversations with David, he had them with himself. When he had a conversation with Saul, he had some conversations by himself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So one thing we need to know is that it was certain prophets that just spoke. Like when Isaiah came and spoke, Elijah came and spoke to Ahab, when Ahab had sinned after he had took Nabab vineyard, when his wife Jezebel had killed her, Elijah came and spoke to Ahab alone. He spoke to him and he prophesied to him of what the word of God had said. So one thing we need to understand is when prophets are speaking, when the prophets are speaking, you need to know if this is a prophecy that is supposed to be spoken to a crowd and to a community, or is this something just for yourself? See, one thing we need to understand that prophets are used to speak to the nations and speak to communities, but prophets are also called to speak just to people. And see, nowadays, people don't want to just hear the prophecy that's just coming. I don't want nobody. I don't want to just hear all the time where you're speaking to everybody. God is saying some stuff directly sometimes. Hallelujah. So we need to understand. We need to be able to take that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ezekiel 7:9, it says, therefore, thus says the Lord God, I have lifted up my hand. Surely the heathens that are about you, they shall bear their shame. But you, O mountains of Israel, you shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people of Israel, for they are at the hands to come. For they are at hand to come. For behold, I am for you, and I will turn you, and you shall be tilled and sown. Hallelujah. So God was letting them know that I am for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It say, you shall shoot forth at your branches. Hallelujah. We know in John 15, when Jesus was talking about that he was the true vine and we are the branches. Hallelujah. So as long as we're connected to him, we will bear the fruit that we're called to bear. Hallelujah. Are you connected to him? Hallelujah. And John 15 is say, I am the true vine and my father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When God is speaking something to you, you are becoming clean through the words that he speaks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, we need to know that we have filthiness on it. So when he's speaking the word of God, every time it's being spoken, it's cleaning something inside of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's something inside of us that's becoming clean. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When Ezekiel 36 and 16, it say, more of the word of God came. Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their ways and by their doing their way before me, and the uncleanness of removed as the uncleanness of a removed woman. We know that when a woman was on her period or anything, she was considered unclean, so she had to be separated. Hallelujah. So it said when the children of Israel was dwelled in their own land and defiled it by their own ways and their own doing. Hallelujah. So he say you shall spring forth like a branch. So he's letting you know that I'm cleaning you through the word. I'm cleaning you through the word of God. And it say, the word of God, which I spoken to you, he say, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. So we abide in Christ. Hallelujah. He abides in us. We shall spring forth and bear fruit and become the branches that he called us to be, because we're doing the work. We shall spring forth and bear fruit of my people. Hallelujah. He say, I am for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to know that. He said, but when you were going to do your own way, when you were connected to the heathens that was doing according to their anger and according to their envy, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, he's cleansing us through the word. And that's why it's so important to have a personal relationship. Because when you have a personal relationship with the Lord and he's speaking to you, as the word is being put inside of you, as you're reading and you're having a relationship with God, he is cleansing you through the word. So now you see the areas where you were connected to the heathen, where you were going your own way and you were doing your own thing and it was unclean. But now you are a branch that springs forth where you are bearing fruit. He's letting you know what he's about to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, he let the people know that was trying to hold you bondage and take possession of you. Hallelujah. But now he's letting you know what he's going to do in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's through the relationship. So we have to continue to build daily on a relationship with God. Hallelujah. See, you know how you do your relationship. We all have when we have relationships, all relationships are different. Some people like to be clingy and be around all the time. Some people have their time where they're alone, and some people have the time where they're together. Hallelujah. Like, I have an auntie and an uncle. Like, my uncle and my auntie, they are together 24/7. When they first got together, it used to be irritating to me that she was always around, but I really seen that she loved him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he loved her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So that was a love that they had together. They was connected. They know things about each other that we don't know about them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's the thing with God. With God, we should long to want to be around God all the time. We should long to want to know all things about him. We should want to know things about God that don't nobody else know. We should want God to know things, even though God knows things about us. But God, when he reveals it, I know. Because there's some things that people are trying to hide and so secretive about and so ashamed about, not knowing that God already knows, because he's all seeing and all knowing. Hallelujah. But when he lets you know, my child, I know, but I'm showing you the mercy and grace. I'm trying to show you that I know all things about you, but you still receive my mercy and grace. You're still under the blood of my son, Jesus Christ, who was resurrected and brought and set at the right hand of the throne. Hallelujah. But I'm still using you. I'm still cleansing you through the word. And through this relationship, he shows you that I'm still cleansing you through the word. I'm showing you that I called you to do something. You are a chosen vessel of me to speak. Hallelujah. Because I'm speaking to you, and then I'm speaking through you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because one thing we need to know, when we have a relationship, we speak to somebody. Like sometimes when I call my uncle, she would answer the phone. We would speak to her, and she would speak to him and give him the message. And then sometimes he'd relay it back, or sometimes he'd get the phone. And that's just like how God does. We speak to God. God speaks to us, and then we relay the message of what he's saying. We would speak to her, she would speak to him, and then she would relay the message of what was being said. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's no longer irritating, because we see that's how their relationship works, and I love her for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And this is how the relationship with God works. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, where God will speak something to you. Sometimes you will pray and speak some stuff to God, and then he will give you a message back, and then you speak through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Or God will speak something to you, and then you will release the answer of what he is saying, what the spoken word of what he was saying. Hallelujah. That's the relationship that you have with God. The way you and God relationship is the way you and God relationship is, but do you have a relationship? Do you know who he is? He's trying to let you know that I knew you was with the heathens. I knew you was connected with some things, but I'm trying to bring you back. Ezekiel 36:20. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ezekiel 36:20 say, and when they entered to the heathens, where they went, they profaned my name. When they said to them, these are the people of the Lord, and are gone forth out of my land, out of his land. But I have pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel profaned among the heathens where they were. See, it says that when they was with the heathen, they say, these are the people of the Lord. See, one thing we need to understand, when we first come into a relationship with God, God. And we, and everybody say they believe in God. One thing we need to know, that the enemy will believe in God. And sometimes we come and we identify people who are really not the people of the Lord, hallelujah, who's really not his children, who's really the children of the devil, but he's deceiving you because you don't have a relationship. And one thing we need to understand, when we have the relationship, now you are, is that you are defiling, you have profaned my holy name. And one thing he need to understand, he's trying to get you to show you the difference in his name being holy and who he is. He's trying to show you the kingdom of God, the holiness of his kingdom, the holiness of his name, the holiness, the power in his name, because we do things and we seal things in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It's been some people where you have identified as being part of the kingdom of God because you were just so zealous because they talked about the word of God. You had a relationship. You was building on the relationship, but then you seen that they was from the enemy, that they was from the enemy camp. Hallelujah. They was heathen. They was coming, and they was coming at you through anger and envy. Hallelujah. And they was trying to break you down because they thought you were desolate. Hallelujah. The where you was right then and there, you was in the process of knowing who God was and building on who God was trying to show you he was. Hallelujah. So they seen that you was empty. You wasn't really filled in him, but he was cleansing you. See, he was cleansing you. Hallelujah. As he was cleansing you, he's going to fill you up with the word. You was going through the process. So they was trying to take out of the things of what he was putting inside of you. Hallelujah. And they was trying to defile his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And if we all just sit back and look, it's been areas where that has happened. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because that's just like, and let's be honest, I'm going to give you an example. When I first came to the Lord, I used to be I won't say zealous for the Lord. When I first came to the Lord, I used to play with the Lord, to be honest. Like, I used to just go back and forth to church, but I did what I wanted to do in the streets. But I was really sincere when I came to him and said, I believe in Jesus Christ, that he saved me from killing myself. I really, truly believe that. I know he's the one saving me. I was sincere at that point. But I was saying I was a child of God, but I was still doing what it was. Hallelujah. And it was some people that I came in contact with I had anger in me. I had jealousy in me. I had envy inside of me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So some stuff and some things that I was doing was not sincere. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was saying I was something that I really wasn't. Hallelujah. I believe even the devil believed. The devil still had more control over my mind than the Lord had. Hallelujah. Because I was still submitted to the enemy. I wasn't all the way submitted to the Lord because I didn't understand that it was a process from going from the enemy team to the God's team. Hallelujah. I was so used to submitted to the devil because that was my lifestyle. That's who I was. That's what I grew up as. I didn't even realize that I was submitted to him. I just thought I was being me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thought I was being who I was born to be. I didn't realize that I wasn't really walking in my truth then. And then I started walking in the truth. So sometimes we have to understand, like, we have been there before, but God is changing. Now he let you know that I'm making things holy now. Hallelujah. I'm taking you away from all that. Hallelujah. It say, but I had pity on my holy name. See, he had pity on his name. It was about his name. And he knew that he chosen you. And he knew that you had to do things in the name of the Lord Jesus, which the house of Israel profound among the heathens where they went. Hallelujah. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, I do not this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the heathens where you went. He said, I do it not for you. I do it for my name's sake. One thing we need to understand is he's doing all this for his name's sake. He's healing and delivering you and allowing you to walk in purpose for your name, his name's sake, because he wants you to see. He wants the people that he's showing who he is, who thought you were desolate. Hallelujah. Because sometimes people that don't know the Lord, who's had anger and envy, God will use your process and what he's doing inside of you. He's showing them through you, and maybe they will come along. Maybe they will change their ways. And this is why I always say, and I thank God for using me, and thank God for allowing me to talk about my testimony, be so upfront and honest about my life, because I can relate to people. I can let people know, like, I used to be there. I can admit that I was there, and I'm no longer there anymore. But if God changed me and he transformed me, he can also do it for you. Hallelujah. See, so many people want to act like they're perfect, and they don't want to admit their mistakes or where they fell short or how the word used to be at them. Because when I read the word, I study the word, and I look at it like, okay, I was this at a point in time. I can look at it at a view of being a heathen and being angry and all that, and I can look at it as being a child of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God for allowing me to see it in them different areas and allowing me to grow in his word. Hallelujah. Him cleansing me through his word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord, I do it now for your name's sake. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profound among the heathens, which you have profound in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. He say, I shall sanctify my great name. So he's going to sanctify his great name, which you profound in front of the heathens, which you profound in the midst of them. See, you was in the midst of them. One thing we need to understand, that God lives in the midst of us. He lives inside of us. Hallelujah. But we lived inside of that nature, in the heathen nature. Hallelujah. The ones that was angry and envious and looked at things like it was desolate and wanted people to fall and be nothing. He said, but I will sanctify you. I shall be sanctified in you. He's going to be sanctified inside of you before them. Hallelujah. For I will take you from among the heathens and gather you out of the countries and will bring you into your own land. He said, I'm going to take you from among them. Hallelujah. You're no longer going to be with them. Hallelujah. See, that's through the cleansing of the word. Hallelujah. He's taking you from among them. You're no longer in that mindset. You're no longer in that lifestyle. You're no longer in that relationship anymore. You're no longer wavering, going to and fro. Hallelujah. Being lukewarm. Hallelujah. You're just on fire for the Lord. Then I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all the filthiness and from all your idols, which I will cleanse you. It say, I will sprinkle water upon you. Hallelujah. He's going to cleanse you with the word, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness. So he's cleansing you from all the filthiness, because now he's cleaning you with the words that he has spoken to you through the relationship, through your studying and all the things, and from all your idols. See, the people that you idolize and the people that you look up at and you made a God out of, I will cleanse you from it. Hallelujah. A new heart will I also give you. A new spirit will I put within you. Hallelujah. The spirit of the Lord is inside of you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. He said, I will take away the stony heart, the cold heart out of you, but I will give you a heart of flesh. Jesus was the word in flesh. So now you have a heart in flesh. You have a heart of the word. Your heart is in alignment with the word of God, because you have guarded your heart with all diligence, because out of it comes the issues of life. Now your heart has become the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So now you're speaking and doing the things that God called you to do. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. And you shall dwell in the land that I give to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. And I will also save you from all your uncleanness. Hallelujah. So he said, I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call for corn, and I will increase you and lay no phantom upon you. So it say, I will not lay no phantom upon you, no death or nothing upon you. I will also save you from all your uncleanness. So one thing you need to understand, that God is saving you from all your uncleanness. He is cleansing you. He is taking all the dead things out of you. Hallelujah. When God do stuff for his glory, it's resurrecting something. He is resurrecting a lot of dead things. When Jesus said to Martha, if you just believe, you will see the glory of God. When her brother Lazarus was dead, and she believed, and she seen the glory of God, she seen Lazarus resurrected from the dead. A lot of you are going to be resurrected of unclean things, of dead things that's inside of you. Hallelujah. Because now you're the kingdom of God. God is allowing you to see and look before what he's taken out of you and the things he did, and he sees you. That's why the Holy Spirit, when it says, I'm going to bring back to remembrance everything I've said, it's so many people that don't want to look back at the past or look back at what God is trying to show you, the uncleanness he did. This is a level for you to help others. It's not about you. See, the enemy, when he brings back your past to you, he always makes you feel condemned and make you feel bad about it. But when God is bringing back to remembrance, he's giving you peace, because he's showing you the deliverance process. He's showing you where his hand was in your life, where he was right there, where he never left you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Where he knew that he had chosen you, and he was going to take you through the process, because he's taking all the unclean things out of you. He's giving you a new heart. Hallelujah. He's showing you where your heart was stony, and showing you where you have a heart of flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you all for joining me tonight. I pray that you receive receive the word of the Lord. I pray that the Spirit, those who have ears, can hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, and you will go deeper and you will read on your own. You will build on a relationship on your own, that you will trust God and speak the things that he called you to speak, and listen to the spoken word of God and trust the word of God and believe what he's doing in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is so awesome, and he's doing some amazing things. And I'm trusting God, and I believe what my Father is doing in my life, and I just pray that you believe too. Let the Spirit of the Lord guide you. Join me next time on God's Rooted Message. Continue to have a blessed night. Pray without ceasing all the time. Trust God. Read your word and study your word and build on a relationship the way you and God. And let no one take you away from that relationship, because you know how you and God's relationship is. And trust that relationship. I love you. God loves you more. Love hard and pray even harder. Hug, love, my love.